Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It's another awesome day for another awesome podcast. I am so excited to share this amazing crystal energy healer and upcycle clothing designer. She takes old things and makes them new. Rafin is one rock star. She also is a mom of three. So excited to have her on and share all the things that she's doing and how you can get in touch with her. She also gives us some fun daily affirmations that we can start doing. Not even affirmations, but things to consider in our day-to-day lives to help shift our energy in the smallest ways, but make big impacts. So really excited to have Ray on. I want to come on personally and tell you that, I don't know if you heard, but I Googled that last night was the wolf moon. I don't know if anybody had even heard of this. I was like, all of these things are going whack. Like, what is going on? And then I just saw my friend Desiree, who owns the Trendy Girl. She was like, everything is going insane. What is going on? And then I saw somebody commented the wolf moon, and I'm like, what is the wolf moon? So I Googled it, and the wolf moon is the first full moon of the year. So everybody, this January 10th, we are coming into the full moon. So if things are out of whack, that's what's going down right now. Outside of that, my virtual mastermind launched. So awesome. Our first guest was Henry Wainwright, who was also a guest on my podcast. We talk all about video marketing. We also have a Pinterest expert coming on next month. So we have really exciting things over the next 6 months. And my in-person marketing mastermind launches January 29th. So if you are local to Boston, definitely let me know. Go to apply at nextonscene.com. But in the meantime, let's stay tuned for the amazing Rafin.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Right, everybody. Oh my God. Going to be totally transparent on this podcast. Ray and I just recorded a whole episode and the audio wasn't there. These things really happened. Oh my God. Okay. So Ray and I are back for round two, even though this is your round one. Totally fine. So I'm so excited to have the amazing founder of The Cosmic Sister and amazing upcycling designer of Hogwash and Rhinestones, Ray Finn, on the line. Hi, Ray. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good, Jackie. So nice to be here.
Oh, my God. Again. So nice to have you again. We are going on for round two, and they say sometimes two times, even though they say three times a charm, we're going to make two times a charm. So totally fine. Okay.
I'm on board.
Me too. And this will be fun for our audience because now Ray's comfortable, so now she's going to be more vulnerable, which will be really fun. Okay. So... let's first start with, you know, Ray has two business ventures. She's a crystal energy healer, and she also has a clothing line company. So tell us first how you fell into the world of energy healing, and what specifically do you do with clients?
Back in the early 90s, I got into aromatherapy and essential oils, and I think that was pretty much my start. Like, through the essential oils and aromatherapy, a friend of mine introduced me to Reiki. And I was so intrigued by it that I wanted to learn more, find out more, and I kept studying. And then back about 22 years ago, I ended up getting certified in Reiki and kept studying and kept learning more. And then I just kind of have never looked back. And I'd say that's when it really started. I have studied crystal energy healing, and they offer intuitive energy healings, chakra work, chakra balancing and clearing, oracle card readings online and by email.
I didn't even think that I didn't know what this was. What is aromatherapy?
Well, it work with essential oil, aromatherapy. You know, you put lavender in a diffuser because you want to chill out. You want to calm down.
Oh,
you put,
that's what that is? Okay.
Yeah. You put rose oil in your bathtub.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's good for your skin. So it's just anything that, you know, it's like therapy with smell.
Okay. There we go. That's why when you go into your space, it always smells good. That's how you know you were connected to the essential oils. I love it. And then Oracle, we talked about this on the last time we recorded, but can you repeat too about the Oracle mm-hmm. readings? Like, so that includes tarot readings. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, angel cards, tarot cards. you know, and it's the readings are both intuitive and, you know, we use the cards as a guide, I guess, to start the reading and just kind of find out what your guides are wanting you to know. And the cards just kind of act as a direction or a path into your reading and what it is you need to know.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah. Out of all the different services that you offer, what, in terms of the energy healing work, what is your favorite?
I like the crystal work. I like the intuitive crystal healings. So I just enjoy those because I love working with crystals.
Same here, girlfriend. All about it. Tell me about like what that entails. Like, now I'm curious. Can you break like just a little bit of specifics?
Sure. I mean, it's much like an energy. Like, I don't know. Well, you have had Reiki before because you've come to see me.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's setting. You know, it's actually using crystal energy on top of your healing energy and universal life force energy throughout your chakra system. So it's like placing stones and crystals on your energy centers to assist with the healing.
You know, Ray, I think we did that in my healing.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking we did do that. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, because that's my go-to. I really enjoy that. And people, you know, there's nothing like having life force energy, healing energy, and crystal energy,
right,
you know, to help with that balance and clearing.
Well, I thought what was so cool, sure, too, when I was doing the session with you also, was that you literally feel like, even though you're moving around the body, like doing energy work and facilitating, you still feel like somebody holding you. I remember I said that to you so vividly. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because
a lot of people say that, you know, that's just like, it's energetically I'm in there. I mean, physically, excuse me, I'm in there. And then, you know, it's a process. You call in like guides and spirit, you know, love, you know, assistance, and it just, so it can feel like there's so much energy presence in the room. You know, we're definitely not alone.
Right. It was just so alone, like, so for somebody who doesn't know what that's about, you're just kind of like, wait a minute, but Ray's like touching my feet right now, and I feel pressure on my shoulders, and you're just like, what is this about? Like, what does this even mean? But I was relaxed. Like, I didn't feel threatened, you know, because in your situation, like, it's very nurturing, but you're just kind of like, this is a little weird, but okay, I'm just going to roll with it. No problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and not everybody feels that way. You know, yeah. It's like, whoa, that... I don't know if I can do that again. Like, you were in my feet and that you're at my forehead. Like, what?
Right.
But I'm
so
like,
funny.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good sign for me.
Yeah. Can you also talk a little bit about like masculine energy and feminine energy a little bit of like the difference?
You mean like yin and yang?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, left and right. If we have an imbalanced, and it's not to say like we have to go cut wood, like in order to embrace our masculine energy, or, you know, or we have to wear lipstick to embrace our feminine. Oh my goodness.
Feminine. I got you. No worries. We're on round two.
Thank you. Energy. You know, we all have both, like yin and yang, left and right energy. And it has nothing to do with outside resources either. It doesn't matter if I'm, you know, I guess I'm not complete if, like, I'm with someone else. It has to come from within. I don't even know. Does that even make sense?
That makes sense.
I don't even think I'm making sense.
It's like a scale. It's like a scale because we all have both in us on some capacity. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Like, but it's not defined, like I said, by, like, an action. Like, it's not necessarily like, well, I need to unleash my masculine energy today, so I got to go chop down a tree.
Right.
You know, it's not like that extreme. It's just really important that they, you know, that they're in balance.
So that's really what the energy healing helps. That's why I wanted to talk about that, because I feel like you bring it back into balance along with the chakras, right? Because they're different.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's like your aura, whatever is around you. It's whatever surrounds you. You know, we have above, we have below energy. We have left and right within, and we have our chakra system. It's about keeping all these energies, you know, in balance and keeping them clear, you know, cord cutting, emotional cords and things like that. That's, it's all part of the clearing work. And, you know, our spiritual spine keeping that in alignment, you know, it's just as important as our bone structure.
Right.
Our spiritual structure.
Right.
You know?
Can you talk about something like that people can do from home, like a daily ritual, very simple, but like something that you tell people, at least when they're starting to get comfortable with the spirituality of things, like that they can start doing in their daily routine?
I'd say one of the most important things, I mean, we know about gratitude journals and affirmations. I mean, those are two things that clearly can help you open up, you know, your spiritual path or get a deeper connection, but also just putting both feet on the floor when you get out of bed and just reminding yourself to stay grounded, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the day. You know, the day ahead might not be easy. Maybe it will, but just remind yourself to stay grounded. Be secure, both feet on the ground. You know, don't float like that paper bag around. Don't let, you know, be the influence rather than have, you know, the wind blow you around.
Right.
You know,
and like invest in some energy work with Ray, and then life will be much lighter.
Right. Yeah. No, that's again, like that's like the analogy I said, like I'm just the match. I'm just there to let you have everything you need to do and be exactly who you want to be or whatever. It's just, you just need to be enlightened. You just need to have someone shed light on all those ingredients that you have within and just spark them.
Right.
Just, you know, just start to spark. Just start to get the spark so that you can, you know, and then you get to that point where you're able to just, you know, fan your own flame.
Right. I love
that.
You're
not reaching out so much.
How do you, like, specifically in between clients, like, what do you do for yourself to clear?
I clear the crystals. I do smudge. I use smudge, and mm-hmm. I use crystals to clear crystals.
That's a cool fact. You can use crystals, clear crystals. That's cool.
Clear crystals. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, you know, and I just wash my hands, obviously. It's just mm-hmm. like, I feel like that's a good energy cleanse right there. But it's mostly the smudging, you know, and it's, again, it's a lot about intention.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might speak the words of clearing the space, the room, the bed, the crystals, the cards. And then when the next client, you know, you do the same. It's kind of routine in between.
Right.
So there's a few affirmations along with the smudge and the clearing.
Yep. And then you were saying too that the average session is about 45 minutes to an hour, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, on average, like an hour. Just count on an hour, you know, like, because you have to have discussion too. You know, you want to talk to your client when you're done, especially because the healings that I do are intuitive. So I get intuitive hits throughout the healing, you know, and it could be messages that are meant for you, images or just things that your guides are wanting you to know.
Mm-hmm.
So we generally talk about those things after your session is done.
Right. And I just, from personal experience, like, I like instant gratification. And even though I didn't get my answers immediately, they showed up within a year. You know, like Ray was like 33 1/3%. And I was like, what is that? And then it showed up a year later. And I was like, holy shit, that was from my session with Ray. Like, what do you know? So it's really cool.
Well,
they come through. They do.
Yeah. And I write the things down for clients because there is a lot of things that I might say something to you that you're just like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But if it's written down and you have it in 3 weeks, 6 months, 8 months, a year, you might have an aha moment where
totally.
You're just like, wait, that does make sense. You know, the messages are for you. So if I see something, I say something, even if it sounds obscure and out of left field, I just want you to take it with you because it'll, you know, it has meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It has meaning. You just have to be patient to wait for it to, you know, to come about.
Right. Now tell us, for people that are local to Mass, where your space is in Bellingham, and then if people want to do virtual sessions or phone, how does that work?
Okay. So my office is in Bellingham. It's 316 Hartford Ave. It's within USMMA, which is a yoga and mixed martial arts studio. I share an office with a massage therapist and an acupuncturist. And my phone session, my phone readings and email readings. So my phone is 774-217-2072. And I'll give you my email in just a second. So my email and phone readings are, I usually have people that contact me with very specific questions. So they might, you know, like I do a three question reading. That's generally my email that I allow people to just ask three questions. And then on my end of it, you know, I'll take these questions, you know, meditate on them a bit, and then intuitively, you know, the answers or whatever comes up, it's kind of like free writing because I just kind of blah, like it's almost like
word vomit basically.
Yeah. You got exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I made the noise.
Yep. Totally.
You knew what I meant. Yeah. So, and my email address for email readings is thecosmicsister111@gmail.com.
Awesome. Love it. And you book out for those. So, like, if people inquire on average, like, how often do you, like, within a period of time of booking, is it usually, like, within a month or?
The readings are more, like, yeah, well, it'd be, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. But, like, the healings, that could be three, that could be closer to a month.
Yeah. I just remember that, so I wanted to make sure people know. All right, awesome. Okay, let's talk about your amazing, really fun upcycling venture of clothing, Hogwash and Rhinestones. So you started, so when you first created this company, what you made these awesome pair of jeans, and then did you buy the fashion truck? Like, tell us a little bit more about how it really developed into this boutique-y type of concept.
So I did, well, started off just doing house parties. So, you know, I made the jeans that kind of, you know, it kind of started the whole upcycling, trendy. I knew that was my calling. Like, it just felt so right. And the feedback I got from these jeans, I'm like, okay, this is really cool. I got to keep going with this. So I was packing my car and doing these home trunk shows. And I'm like, you know, what'd be really cool is if I got an old, like, horse trailer and converted it to a shop. I just knew I could visualize it. And so I went out and bought a 1975 Kingston trailer and converted to a shop, and then started pulling that along to these events. And then I started doing vendor fairs, not just home parties. And it just kind of expanded and grew from there, you know, all from, like, doing a pair of jeans over. You know, and we have a T-shirt line that we still have, and it's just kind of blossomed and grown so many branches. You know, it's like it rooted itself, like, 2011, and it's just really grown.
I know. And I even remember when I first met you, you were doing country concerts too. You were bringing the truck there, and I was like, that is so fun.
Yeah.
That is so fun.
Yeah. We do a lot of watering holes. Like, you know, we might be in a bar that has a country band playing or something. So
I've never heard that phrase before. What was the phrase you use? A watering hole?
A watering hole, yeah.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. I've never heard that phrase before. That's amazing. So funny. Okay, so also, can you explain to my audience who might not know what upcycling is, what it actually is?
Okay, so what we do is, you know, we take old clothes, discarded clothes, or, you know, clothes from your closet that you either outgrown or you're in love with, but they're ripped or torn. And we take things apart and put them back together. Basically, it's just like it's embellishment. It's, you know, attaching a skirt to a flannel shirt. It's so upcycling is, you know, it's another word for recycling. But it's almost like you're bringing it up to a different level.
Right.
You're bringing it up to another level. It's something that would be discarded, but you're taking it and bringing it to another level.
Right. And I know earlier in the previous show that we tried to record, but we talked too about, like, how the energy, because of Ray's healing energy, does not transfer to the clothes because Ray clears it. So I wanted to just bring that up because I think that's important. That's very important to talk about.
And I had said that I'd never even thought of that before. Like, and that's so funny. And I said, no, I give it my love. And so it's good. It's all good juju when it gets passed along.
It totally is. So can you also share the story, too, about how the first pair of jeans that you made and you've had forever got landed to your first wholesale client, too? Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, a friend was doing a wholesale show. She sells jewelry, and she was doing a wholesale show in Marlboro. And she's like, you should come visit and see what it's all about. And I was more or less thinking, like, oh, maybe someday I'll wholesale my T-shirt line. And, you know, and that's where I was limiting myself to. And so she's like, come check out this trade show. So I wore the jeans that I made to this trade show, and a woman stopped me and said, hey, she's like, what is the maker of those jeans? I need to carry those in my boutique. And at that moment, I was like, what? And I kind of like, you got to be kidding me. I was thinking about t-shirts all the time. So I landed a boutique down in Putnam, Connecticut.
Amazing. And that was your becoming next on scene moment for the clothing line. I love it so much. That is so exciting.
Yeah, that was really, it was a great feeling.
I find it so interesting too. Oh yeah, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. What were you going to say?
No, I just, even to just hear her say, oh my God, who makes those jeans, or what brand are those? It's like, oh, I don't even know how to answer that.
I know.
You know, well, the same thing happened the other day. I just interrupted you again. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Don't worry.
Other day I had our pig hat on, and I went into Newbury Comics. I was with my daughter, and the kid is like, dude, I need that hat. That is so cool. And he's like, where did you get that? And it's like, I have a hard time getting the words out. I'm like, oh, that's me. I mean, that's my company. You know, I'm like, my daughter's like, what are you, awestruck or something? You couldn't even answer him. But it was just kind of fun.
That's so cool.
One of those moments where you're like, okay, this is cool. Yeah.
What I find so interesting too about like getting wholesale accounts in your field of work, because you do such customized stuff, like what does that even look like? Because every pair of what you're sending is different, right? Or do you make multiple of the same?
No, every pair is different.
That's what
I figured.
So, right,
it's a totally different, yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. This just happened to be a good fit. Like this boutique owner, you know, she said, well, can you show me what some of the things that you do? So it's like we show her, you know, a flannel shirt that we call them flowy flannels. So we add skirts to the bottom of the, to the mid part of the flannel shirt. So she's like, oh, I like those. Those are neat. You know, neat. We have a butterfly vest. So it's a denim vest that something we, you know, we might take sleeves off of something else, or again, cut up a skirt and make big, you know, bell sleeves on these denim vests. And so she's like, oh, I like those. So what, you know, what we do is basically bring to her boutique, like, here's six butterflies vests for you to choose from. Here's six flowy sandals, you know, and here's eight pairs of jeans. Take what you want. You know, that kind of thing. So again, she was getting four pairs of jeans, but they weren't all the same.
So cool.
You know, and I mean,
just curious, from like start to finish too, like how long does it actually take you to finish a product?
It totally depends. You know, I've spent like 10 hours on a pair, 10 to 15 hours on a pair of jeans before.
Wow.
You know, but there are smaller projects, you know, where I might do more machine sewing than I do hand sewing. So maybe, you know, an hour and a half or something. It depends. I think it's just the
depends on
depth
what it
of the
is.
Project.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So cool. Exactly.
So can you talk to you about some trends, things that are trending for 2020?
Sure. Well, ironically, one of the things that's trending in 2020 is the denim is, patches, embroidery, and, you know, stitching on jeans, or even actually painting on jeans, which
so
we find
cool.
funny because that's we've been doing that for a while, but now, you know, it's super trending right now. And like I said before, like anything sustainable right now, like recycled clothing. I know that's not much of a style, but it's definitely trending right now. Is people are really getting obsessed with like slow fashion,
mm-hmm.
like trying to steer away from fast fashion and more into, you know, holistic, like, closets, I guess. Holistic
totally.
Wardrobes, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm even
so
thinking, too,
great.
Just because of the environment, too, right? So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, an average T-shirt takes, 10 to 11 years to, you know, dissolve itself.
Wow.
So,
fact
so
of the day.
That
is crazy.
Yeah. So that's and just there's so much clothing waste. And actually, you know, our tagline is no threads left behind.
Right.
The seams are yeah. So like we're rolling with.
That's
yeah.
so fun. Okay, so let's talk to you. You have an awesome fashion show coming up for Hogwash, and then you have a pop up in February. So tell us a little bit more about those two things.
Okay, the fashion show is in October of 2020 at Plain Ridge Casino in Plainville. And we are pairing up with Gilly's House in Wrentham, which is a sober house for men. And we're super excited about it. There'll be live music. I believe 300 tickets will be available. We haven't posted anything in the details about the tickets yet. But we're super excited about that one. And we do have an upcoming pop-up in Foxborough on February 15th. My son will be playing some live music, and that is 10 to 6 p.m.
So fun. He is one talented rock star, yeah. Guys. What is Brady's social media, Ray?
Oh, Brady Wells Music.
I love it.
He's on Spotify. Yeah, he's on Spotify, Google, Apple Music, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, give him a little shout out.
Awesome.
So I also started a meetup group called Upcycled Karma. And it's on sustainability and thrifting and upcycling of your wardrobe. Our next meetup is next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, and it's at Plainville St. Vincent's. And it's a thrift shop field trip where I teach you the basics of thrift shopping that some people find scary. And we do have a Funk Up Your Jeans workshop coming up at the end of February. And a few other things. So feel free to join us on Meetup. Again, it's Upcycled Karma.
All right, so we learned about your awesome group, talked about some trends, upcoming events. Let's play a little bit of game time. I'm going to throw some random curveballs at you. So.
Okay.
Okay, I know we already learned about your favorite anchovy pizza. Anchovy pizza is Ray's favorite pizza. I probably have this all memorized now down to a science. Okay, if you could spend a day with anybody, dead or alive, that you've never met, who would it be and why?
If I could spend the day with any, Betsy Johnson.
Oh my God, so fun. I could see you two hitting it off, definitely.
She's my screensaver on my phone.
Oh my God, I love it.
What's on my bucket list. I will meet her.
Oh my God, so cool. All right, and what will be one of the first questions that you ask her? I made you starstruck. Now you're thinking about it really seriously.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know. I'd probably be too busy crying.
Oh, my God, no. That'd be awesome. Imagine her in some hogwash and rhinestone attire. I love it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's my inspiration. Where do I start? What do I do? Well, I am started. I just, like...
Where do I go from here
kind
of thing?
How do I keep going? Yeah, where do I go from here? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What is one of your biggest, outside of meeting Betsy Johnson, what else is a bucket list thing that you have for yourself personally to do over the next year? Could be anything.
Well, I know that buy my bus. I wanted to buy my bus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about that because the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to retire. But, yeah, I did say, like, to get my bus, maybe even... open that manufacturing warehouse where, upcycling can happen and people can buy clothing by the pound.
Cool.
I definitely say, bus. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than later, meaning, I foresee it happening, within the next 3 months. So
I have to ask this question. When you buy a bus, you rip out all the seats and then it's just kind of like an open. So cool.
Yep. And then I'll do some work on it, but everything will be set up. It'll be like fashion wagon. It'll be like a cute shop.
That is so freaking cool. Oh my God. You got to get your podcast started, girlfriend. Speaking of.
I know.
Once that's up and running, I'm going to be up your butt and be like, Ray, it's time.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to do that. I think I said that last year. I might even have said that 2 years ago.
Hey, it's okay. Totally fine. Better late than never, but it's going to happen at some point soon. So funny. Okay, so your favorite destination traveled is Nashville, from what I remember. Where is your favorite place to go in Nashville, though? Tell us some advice of where to go that you really liked hanging out in that you remember.
I like how you add that yeah. I remember. No, we did. We went to a lot. I don't even think I have a particular place. Tootsie's, kind of just for the history of Tootsie's. I would say that was like a really cool place. But I think I we walked in and out of every single place that main drag. Yeah, it was really, I mean, you can hear music at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, it doesn't matter what time of the day, you can catch live music anywhere on that strip.
Amazing.
Which I think is so cool. I'm so fascinated. Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. I love that. I'm a big fan of Johnny Cash. They have a museum down there. So it's just a really cool place to go. And I just love looking at the boots too.
I'm sure you do. That leads to our next question. I have to re-ask this because I just think it's really fun to ask. But tell us the one outfit you would wear for the rest of your life. The customized Hogwash and Rhinestone outfit. What would it look like from head to toe?
All right. So definitely my favorite flannel shirt, which is in need of a little ray time because the collar is barely hanging on, but it's so soft and comfy. My soft brown corduroys because they're super flexible. And definitely my cowboy boots that I've been wearing for the last about 10 years. And like I said, they're so comfy. I could run a marathon in them, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't run a marathon, but I could.
But you could if you really had to. That's the point. Which I feel like I always know you too, especially when you're working for the clothing company. You're always wearing a cowboy hat. Do you think you would bring that along?
I don't know. I don't know if I would. No, I don't know. I think, you know what I would do? I would make sure I had a pair of scissors with me. Because what I can do is just create with whatever I'm... If it's only one outfit I have, I'd want to change things up. So, you know, I would bring scissors and maybe a needle and thread.
I love it.
And just kind of, you know, maybe make something else out of, so it wouldn't be considered. It'd be the same pieces of clothing, just in different ways I'd be wearing them.
So
does that make sense?
Cool. Yeah. So freaking cool. So if people wanted to donate clothes of their own, by the way, like, where do you recommend that people do that? I mean, I don't know if you'd be open to taking random things. So that's why I'm curious, like, where do people actually, like, recycle their clothing?
Do you mean for our purposes, or you just mean in general? Because I you know, this Wednesday, I believe I posted it on Next on Scene, but like this Wednesday, we start collecting t-shirts. So on Wednesdays, we're out on pickups. So we actually go to your house or place or whatever, and we'll pick up the donations there.
That's awesome. And that must be why I was thinking about it, because I think I did see that in my group. So that's good to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I've had people reach out. So we're doing t-shirt collections right now. It could be any t-shirts, any size, kids, adult, any color. And we'll be out the next 4 Wednesdays. So, and that's for a project that we're starting this spring. We'll probably start sooner, but Tattered and Relentless. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, I have one woman that said, well, I have more than t-shirts. She goes, I have flannel shirts too. You know, and I just said, well, sure, you know, we'll take the flannel shirts. So at least if you have clothing to donate and you're concerned about where it's going or, you know, how it will be used, or is it shipped overseas and end up in a landfill, or is it thrown out? You know, we'll take anything because there's a better chance. You know, we'll divide it up and then we might scrap it. You know, we might cut it into different pieces, but at least you know where it's going.
Right.
You know, and then anything, you know, after like 4 or 5 months, you can ship to, there's a place in New Jersey actually, and I think it's called Scrap It maybe. But they make it into the foam board that's between the car, like what's on the other side of your car door, basically. It's like that. It's almost like carpet cushion.
That's interesting. Fun facts of the day. So cool.
That and watering hole.
Yeah, right. Seriously. Yeah. I love it. So how can everybody, can you also share too your next Cosmic Sister workshops that you have coming up too? Because I don't think we brought that up on this one.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The next one is January 25th and it is 2 to 3:30, and it's Reiki with yoga with my friend Stephanie.
Awesome.
And that is at USMMA in Bellingham.
Love it.
The same address as my office.
So cool.
Yeah. And I think, did we mention, yeah, we did mention the Foxborough pop up for hogwash.
Yep. And then you also said you're working on chakra. You're going to do more chakra workshops.
Oh, yeah. And, yep, I'll be doing a chakra bracelet workshop and, you know, just some basic energy courses and classes.
Love it. So tell everybody, too, how they can stay up to date, because I don't think we listed your social media yet at all.
Okay, so as far as the Cosmic Connection, I don't have a Facebook business page, but I do have a Facebook group called Cosmic Sunshine, a spiritual nudge. You'll find workshop schedules, my schedule if I have open appointments. There's actually, I do a weekly reading. It's on Mondays. And as far as Hogwash, I have a Facebook page and an Instagram. It's Hogwash and Rhinestone, so there's the letter N, not the word and. And I can be messaged on either platform. And you can also just reach out to me if you on my personal page, Ray Finn, if you want info in either businesses.
Yeah, guys, Ray is one of a kind. And I have to tell you, I don't think I talked about my amazing jean jacket on this episode, but I live in it. And she can make you one really awesome jean jacket with your company name, with your name on it, whatever you want. Right, Ray? You're so good at that.
Yeah. So much fun. Yeah.
Well, you are so awesome. Thank you so much for your patience. You are so appreciated. And everybody, you know, I think that's why I hope that you listen to this podcast, because we are just always real from beginning to end. So we recorded round two and Ray crushed it. Good job, Ray.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank All right. You. Well, thank everybody so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Be sure to follow Ray Finn, R-A-E-F-I-N-N, on all her social media channels, the Cosmic Sister Facebook group, Cosmic Sunshine Facebook group, and Hogwash and the letter N Rhinestones on all social media channels. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.